Hello, Hiral, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Irene, and it's a pleasure to be here on your podcast.
Let's start with a huge question, which is, Hiral, who are you?
If we went into the whole and soul of the question, it would be something very complicated. But my name is Hiral and I am from India. I have lived all my life in Mumbai, the big city of dreams in India. But I was born in a small city, relatively smaller than Mumbai, in the north of India, which is called Kanpur. It's been an amazing journey so far as to being here at CERN now. But I have done my bachelor's in mechanical engineering from Mumbai. Mm-hmm. And all my studies have been in Mumbai. And I had to go through a lot of opposition and resistance in terms of pursuing this engineering career. And my dream has always been to be in the space industry, with space instruments and space technology. But it was very difficult in the society of the times with convincing my family and also my teachers and friends and, you know, family friends and you name it. Everyone, it's very difficult to convince people to do something that you want to. So overcoming all the resistance, I was allowed, or let's say I rebelled my way to do mechanical engineering. And then I kind of very stealthily applied for space engineering courses in Europe and did not tell anybody till the very end that I was doing this. And once I got through, I enrolled in the Space Science and Technology Master at Kiruna in Sweden. Mm-hmm. And I did my first year there. And then I moved to Toulouse in France to do the second year under the Erasmus program. And for my thesis, my master thesis, I ended up at CERN. I mean, as for many people, everybody is so intrigued by CERN. And it's very controversial for all sorts of reasons, and me being from the science and engineering community, I have different reasons of being allured by CERN. So I've always been fascinated with the particle accelerators here. So I applied for the technical studentship program, but along that path also I've applied 3 times before and I got rejected, but this was the first time they selected me. I did my master thesis here. And that's it. That's where I am right now. I just finished my thesis in October.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much. And I'm currently just a freelancer. So I work on everything that I can lay my hands on. And yeah, that's where I am right now.
So I'm so glad to hear not your story, but that you really follow your dreams. So I would like to know, just in case there's something, what do you miss most from Mumbai?
I think, I never saw Mumbai as a philosophical entity before. But after having left it, I realized that a city can teach you so much. No matter which country you go to, and, you know, whatever cities you travel to, the best thing that I miss the most about Mumbai is the activity and the energy. It's not a hidden fact that the population of Mumbai is twice that of the whole of Sweden. So it is quite crammed and the number of people there, it's just incredible. So you see life from a very different perspective. Everybody is running with time to get to work on time and, you know, just to get by in life. And all those vegetable vendors and little snack stalls, and life is very different there. And Mumbai actually taught me how to be more respectful of everything, because everybody's trying to lead a sustenance of sorts, and it's, you know, everybody is going through the same struggle at the end of the day. So I have learned from Mumbai more than I cared to imagine at the time. But now when I look back at it, yeah, the activity, the energy, and being perseverant, you know, you miss the train, you take the other one in 2 minutes. I mean, it's not a big deal, but you keep persevering and you try to get on it.
So coming back to CERN, I would like to know, how long have you been working here?
So as a technical student, I've been at CERN for 8 months now.
And so far, what do you like best about what you are doing at CERN?
I think the fact that I learn every day, and I don't know if this is a thing about CERN or just any place in general, but mostly at CERN, I've seen that whenever I'm stuck with something and I go to any person in my vicinity and ask them, for some reason, they take all the time that they need to explain it at full length to me, you know, so going out of the way and trying to take me places to explain it perfectly at great length. I think that is one thing that I admire a lot about CERN in general and the work culture here. They really help you out when you ask them something.
So let's imagine the future now, because I'm going to dream big and I'm going to imagine myself writing a novel in Galicia in front of the Atlantic. Why not? And I would like to know, Hiran, what are the dreams of a mechanical engineer like you?
Well, you see, like I told you before, I had to fight a lot all the time. So all through my years growing up and in a very competitive environment in India, where, you know, there are so many people who are trying to compete for the same opportunities, I never really had the time to think a lot about my personal contributions to the world. So as a technical student, being at CERN and having the subsistence and, you know, the kind of culture of everybody being so willing to help you, for the first time in my life, I really found the time to concentrate more about myself and what I want to do with my curriculum and what I have learned so far. Because all this time, I've just been going with the race, fighting to get a place, you know, very rebellious and fighting with everybody to be where I am. But now I think that personally, I want to be an inventor. And as being a mechanical engineer helps me drastically to achieve that. And by saying that I want to be an inventor, I want to create better solutions for the world of tomorrow, because we've already, I think it's a little extreme to say this, but we have damaged the planet to some extent. And I want to be of some effect and consequence to everything around me. And being an inventor in these times is the best solution. You know, it's like protesting or giving any other kind of solution. The future for me is that I'm going to invent some technologies in any field which are going to help us, you know, make a better life in the future.
We really need more inventors like you. Let's talk a bit about humanities, because I would like to know, what is beauty for you?
I've been thinking a lot about this question, and I feel that beauty, in my opinion, is creativity. It is the spontaneity of any event that happens. Any occurrence which is spontaneous, and you have totally, you know, enriched it with your own ideas and with your own thought process, that is beauty to me.
There's an Indian journalist and activist called, well, I'm sorry for the pronunciation, Arundhati Roy.
You're correct.
That she wrote a really current citation, which is that historically pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and then imagine their new world. So we can choose to walk through one which is a bit darker with, well, she said, like, taking with us our prejudice, our avarice, and our dead ideas. Or we can walk through that new world lightly and ready to imagine another world. So I would like to know, Hiran, from those two ways of walking through a new world, which one do you take and why?
Personally, I would take the latter one, because being an engineer also, there's something that I have learned, and that is to not cry about things that have happened and not to always keep changing. I mean, life is a constant process of changes. So I feel personally that we must tend towards a direction which can help us reflect on what we've been doing so far. And then, you know, like she says, take all your little bags and try to imagine a different world, because, you know, you've done enough with the current methodology that you've been using so far. So I totally resonate with the latter part, but it's not something which is not known to people, that dealing with human prejudice is a big thing. And coming from a country like India, where you have so many different kinds of caste systems and you have class systems, and there are so many segregations in each and every sector of society, where it's very difficult for you to live as one. So, you know, thinking about those things and then thinking about the most analytical approach to dealing with the pandemic and creating a new world, I kind of see that the second option sounds more romantic, if you may. And the first one is reality. But I suppose that if people come together and they really truly try to see what's happening and acknowledge it, acknowledgement is a big thing. Once they acknowledge it, I think everyone can try and attempt to go on step two, where they can carry their baggage, be mindful of all their differences and what they think about the world, and then try to embrace the new approach of dealing with life. This is what I feel.
So Greg, our previous journey, wanted to know, what is your favorite song and how does it influence your daily life?
A song, not so much, but I'm a huge fan of Hans Zimmer. So I keep listening to the soundtracks from movies like Interstellar and all his best music ever. And I think that just the soundtrack of Interstellar is so legendary. If I'm trying to run to the bus and I'm listening to that soundtrack, you know, when you have those mountains and everything, oh gosh, it actually helps me. It boosts me so much. My morale goes over the roof. Yeah, I'm more into the music than songs, which was very different from when I was really small.
So Hiral, it's time to relax because you've just become the interviewer and it's your turn to ask what you want to our next journey.
I'm really interested on the take that people would want to make for the future of tomorrow. I mean, global warming and, you know, things that we've been doing to the entire world around us, they've been so drastic. So the next journey, what plans do they have to propose in order to reset our current situation?
Okay, we'll discover it tomorrow. So Hiral, thank you very much. This was the interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.